6. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Today we have Sophia in Joliet, who is apparently such a baddie that she has two brothers fighting over her. What is going on there?
I don't know how it happened, but I'm in this weird love triangle that I did not ask for with the guy I'm seeing and his brother.
Oh, no.
Sophia.
How'd this all...
Sophia.
How'd this happen?
So it all started when we went into the city for a concert at the Riviera, and we all got a little tipsy, so we got a room.
Okay.
My boyfriend can't really handle his liquor, so while he was knocked out in the room, his brother and I went to the Owl in Logan Square and had a few more drinks.
Oh, yeah, that place opened till like 4 a.m.
Rough.
Not that I've been there at that time.
We danced a bit, but we weren't flirty at all. And all of a sudden, he tries to kiss me on the way back to the hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I felt awful about it. I had to tell my boyfriend the next day.
Okay. Wait. So he tried to kiss you. You dodged it. Did he, like, say, haha, just kidding, or what?
Well, he didn't really explain. I just, like, I dodged it. I went back to the room, and, like, my boyfriend was passed out. So
right.
In the morning, like, I had to tell him.
Yeah.
And he immediately ran down to breakfast in the lobby and started beating his brother.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
this is terrible.
I'm mortified. All the guests are mortified. They both get escorted out, and I have to bail my boyfriend out of jail.
This is a rough night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And they're probably hungover. Oh, no.
Ever since then, my boyfriend's brother has been sending me flirty texts and flowers to my job. The whole thing is just, like, too messy and dramatic for me, and I'm worried about our future.
Right. So,
like, every family gathering would be so awkward. I really like this guy, but it's only been 6 months, and I don't want to destroy this guy's relationship with his brother.
Well, that relationship, I think the brother is the one doing the destroying.
Yeah, the ship has sailed.
Though, really, this family sounds like drama.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like a bit too much. I don't need the drama.
You know what, Sophia? Riddle me this. Which one's the hotter brother? Because there's always one.
Oh, I like the guy. I like the one I'm with. And it's
just, okay, fine. I'm just checking.
So this is interesting. So if you're just tuning in, Sophia and Joliet has two brothers who are fighting over her. She's dating this guy, and then his brother flirted with her, tried to kiss her. She didn't kiss back, and she told the guy she's dating. But now they are, like, at odds with each other. There was a whole fist fight. I mean, it's a messy, messy situation. Her boyfriend ended up going to jail. I'm curious, like, how often does this guy go to jail, and how much of this drama do you want to be
a part of?
Is this a one-off thing? Like, 877-591-9696. Her question is, should I essentially bail on this whole family? Is it a mistake to stay with this guy who's, and now the brother persists, is still flirting with you, right?
Yeah, he's still flirting with me. He sent flowers to my job.
That's crazy.
Maybe they were apology flowers. Sorry for hitting on you. No, okay.
No, you're fairly certain they were flirty flowers?
No, it had a flirty little message in the note, so definitely, yeah.
But the guy that you've been seeing for 6 months, you like him.
I do, I really do, but I just can't handle the drama between two brothers. I don't want to cause a problem there with their relationship.
So should she steer clear of this family dynamic all the way? Is this a mistake, or can she find a path forward with just the guy and then, like, somehow sever his relationship with his brother and her relationship with her boyfriend's brother? 877-591-9696. Can this relationship be a match, or is the whole thing a mistake?
Now it's up to you to decide.
Every day.
It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Match or mistake has Sophia in Joliet wondering if her relationship can be saved. So basically, her boyfriend has a brother, and this brother is flirty with her and then even tried to kiss her.
Yeah, man. The thing is, you know, they were just having such a good day that day. They decided to continue the vibes and go out for some drinks. And, you know, you think that this is a platonic person that...
Right, your boyfriend's brother.
You can trust, you know? So this probably really caught her off guard.
And then anyway, they got in a big fight, the boyfriend and his brother. And she's like, do I just abandon this whole situation?
Because it's messy.
Yeah. Monique in Gurnee, you say it's a match. Why is that?
I think it's a match because, first off, I love how she handled it. You know, she definitely stopped the brother in his tracks. She told the brother, immediately what happened, like, the next morning. And I think the brother did a good thing, too, which is basically letting the other brother know, dude, back off, mm-hmm. it's mine. And, you know, she shouldn't feel responsible for the family dynamics. That's the brother destroying their family.
Right, right. She shouldn't feel responsible for
whatever happens between them.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right,
true.
Because she can't control how he feels about her. And if that's a thing for her in any relationship, again, you cannot control someone else's feelings for you. All she can do is just put up those boundaries and just let it be known, and her and the brother just be united, knowing that it's not her, you know, doing anything to him. This is the brother making these choices.
But, Monique, I do have to ask, you think that this could still be a match, but how do you think Thanksgiving's going to go? Their wedding, the engagement party, knowing that he's going to be there.
If this was my brother, he would not be at the wedding.
Oh, like, not invited?
No.
I mean, if he can't respect her boundaries, he cannot keep, you know, pursuing her. If he can't stop that, then yeah, he disinvited himself.
Yeah.
But if he needs to realize this is not happening, he's disrespecting her, he's disrespecting his brother, he's disrespecting the harmonious, you know, familiarity in his family, then that, you know, again, that's on him, not on her or the brother. And the brother is doing what he needs to do to let it be known, back off, bro, what are you doing?
I think it's okay to cut family off. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
in situations
true.
Like that, like if your family member is the most toxic person, then sorry, Charlie.
Then bye.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much,
absolutely.
Monique.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
So keep the relationship, ditch the brother. Got it.
That's right. Grandma Debbie also says that this is a match. But what are your thoughts?
I think it's a match. I think she needs to get them both so in the same room and say, I am interested in him, your brother. I have no interest in you at all. You need to move on and find someone else. If he sends you stuff, don't accept anything he sends you. Eventually, I think he'll get the hint. And I feel like he'll find his own love down the way.
Oh, yeah, because he's been really sending her flowers and whatnot.
Yeah, he's trying.
Yikes.
I think he's infatuated with her because his brother is.
Yeah, I like the way you said that. Like, you need to find somebody else. Because it's not me.
It's not going to be
me.
I'm
with your brother. This is weird.
It's kind of giving a sibling rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like, anything my brother can do, I can do better.
Right, and he's trying to...
And when he sends something, just don't accept it, send it back. That's mm-hmm. a big hint.
Yes. Yeah. I like that. Don't accept the flowers.
Have a great day.
Okay. All right, Debbie, have a great day.
Bye, Grandma Debbie.
877-591-9696. Again, you know, it's Sophia and Joliet, whose brother's girlfriend, or sorry, his brother's brother.
Nope.
His boyfriend's brother tried to kiss her.
Yes.
All right? And she's like, I don't know if I should stay in this relationship, destroy this brotherly dynamic, or should I just walk away from the whole thing? 877-591-9696. Is there a way that relationship could be a match, or is it a mistake?
Yeah, do you not want to break a family apart, even though not her fault?
It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings and Moog's Mega Minute. Our trivia game coming up here at 8:40. Your chance at $1,000. If you can answer 10 trivia questions correctly, you'll have a minute to do it.
Yeah, and I was actually playing that yesterday with my friends.
What?
The Moog's Mega Minute.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
At your Memorial Day thing?
Yeah, just setting timers.
That's funny. And just asking trivia questions.
Just asking trivia questions.
That's great. I love it. Well, you can do it for a chance to win $1,000
in
about 18 minutes on B96. Right now, though, Sophia in Joliet, her boyfriend's brother tried to kiss her. Is very flirty with her. She was like, no, this is not it. And he's even sending flowers now, like really doubling down on the I like you.
Yeah, and if it sounds messy, it's because it is.
Yeah.
But at least her boyfriend really put his foot down and was like, hey.
They got in a fight about the whole thing. Yeah, so her boyfriend had her back, but she's like, do I want to ruin this dynamic between these two brothers? Is this a mistake, or is there a way to see that relationship forward? Pretty much everybody who has called has said this is definitely a match, but Sophia, obviously this is your relationship, this is your life. What do you think? Is it going to be a match or a mistake?
I think it could be a match, honestly. Like, I mean, my boyfriend can just take care of things with his brother, you know, cut him off if he needs to, but I don't want this to cause to stop this relationship from blooming. Like, I really think we could make it work.
He's just not going to be like the godfather to your kids or the great uncle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Does your boyfriend at least acknowledge that, like, you weren't flirting with him and, like, it's his brother that's in the wrong here?
Oh, yeah. No, he totally was like, you're fine. You weren't flirting. Like he has a track record of this. So apparently it's not the first time.
Well, yeah. And I remember you had said something when we first talked to you about, like, not wanting to get in between two brothers and not wanting to be the reason that their relationship falls apart. That's not you. That's
you're but a straw on the camel's back.
Yeah. I mean, that's not on you. And I don't think that you should be taking any ownership. That's between the brothers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that this happened, and I'm glad that you think that you could work it out with your guy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.